Yes.
Members will call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. Quorum is present. All right, Representative Gunther is in a good mood and moves the minutes for the previous meeting, February 22nd. Any discussion?
Heard all about the meeting.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, we're going to take our agenda a little bit out of order. We're still waiting for item five to be copied and to be with us here. But if Ms. Knight could join us at the front table, we will go to the personnel reports, and that should be in your packet, members. Ms. Knight, welcome back to the Rules Committee.
Mr. Chair, members, in your packets, you will see three personnel reports entitled Change in Status, Appointments, and Termination. These represent all of the changes, the personnel changes that have occurred since the committee last took these up, this time last year.
All right. Any discussions to the personnel reports? We will be moving these individually, so I will first move the Change in Status report. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, I will now move the appointments report. Any discussion on the appointments report? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. And now, members, I will move the termination report. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Thank you, members, and thank you, Ms. Knight. We'll need you back for item five as soon as we receive those copies. But we will continue on to item six for right now. The calendar for the day for Thursday, February 25th. I will move the proposed calendar for the day. Members, you see we have one bill on the calendar. That would be Senate File 2551. This is the early primary date bill. It is a Simon bill. And Representative Simon, would you have any suggestions around time parameters in your discussions with the folks you've been working with in a bipartisan way on this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes. This is the bill, for those who don't know. This is something we basically have to do. The federal government passed some legislation forcing us to move our primary, so that's what this bill does. It's had one hearing, and by the end of the hearing, I think we had patched up all the kind of holes in it, and we had, I think, accommodated pretty much all the disagreements. I've been working with Representative Broad and Representative Kiffmeyer, so I don't know of any other outstanding issue, and I checked with Representative Broad on the floor the other day. She also didn't know of any outstanding issues, so I would say maybe a half an hour.
Okay. Representative Simon suggests a half an hour. Representative Junkie.
Well, I'm curious about that to my good friend. I mean, it's an elections bill, honest to God. I mean, photo ID, going from August to June, not moving at all, going to September, and
Representative Junkie, don't give them ideas.
Yeah, well, they've already Poppy told me all of me. It was whispering in my ear. So I guess I'm really I'm nervous about a half hour, even myself. I doubt it. I mean, I know you'll be short, and if it is, great. But I'm not making an amendment. I'm just having you think through it a little bit.
Well, just to all members, I'm sure there will be other elections bills that come forward that are opportunities for amendments as well, but and this bill is pretty important to get done so that our elections officials all over the state can plan for this. But certainly I would look to perhaps lead Gunther and others to see if this is a bill you would like to cause mischief with, and we can add some time to. Representative Simon.
Well, Representative Gunther, I don't plan to be more than just a few minutes in terms of the introductory remarks. It's a fairly straightforward bill. I just don't know what other comments people are going to have. As in Representative Pawlowski's committee, we appear to have worked out all the differences at the end. There was one particular provision that I worked with Representative Kiffmeyer and Representative Broad on. And when I asked Representative Broad the other day if she knew of any amendments, she said she didn't, although, to be fair, she said she hadn't, it hadn't been caucused or she hadn't discussed it. So I just don't know what folks are planning.
Representative Gunther.
I have no idea either, but I can think of a few people in my caucus that might have an amendment or two.
Okay.
So maybe we should double what you said. If we're less than that, I will be very happy.
As we all will. So 1 hour. And that's a suggestion from Representative Gunther, and I'm sure Representative Simon will say that's friendly. All right, so 1 hour time parameter for Senate File 2251. We will incorporate that into the motion for the proposed calendar. Any discussion? All those in favor of the calendar signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion prevails. All right. Members, the last item on the agenda are proposed changes to the LCC legislative plan for employee benefits. Right now we have four copies available, so perhaps if members would like to share with their neighbors for right now, and we're getting more copies made. Ms. Knight, if you want to come back to the table and explain the changes to the LCC legislative plan, that would be helpful. Thank you, Ms. Knight.
Mr. Chair and members, the changes that are proposed this year, we do this every 2 years, are pretty small this time. There is a change where one of the substantive changes that was made is actually required by statute, where they offer now an additional leave of absence up to 26 weeks for any military service person that was injured during active duty. And that is in addition to the other leaves that we currently have. In addition to that, salary savings leave, where this had been renewed every 2 years and it was actually put in session law, it is now has been made permanent. In addition to that, one clarifying thing that we had in the book is that we have a $250 payment that used to have a $500 paid up life insurance policy for staff. I'm not quite sure how far back that dated. And we found out from Minnesota Life that a lot of people were not were actually not cashing those in. And so what we do now is instead of using that money to buy the life insurance policy, we give that to someone at the time of their retirement. We put clarifying language in here that states that they only get it once. So if someone were to retire and then come back, they would only get it once.
Mr. Chair.
And one second. And then Ms. Knight, I believe the one other substantive change deals with severance and not paid on additional sick leave.
Right.
Okay.
Great. I'm just looking for the page she's on so we can follow what she's saying.
Can
it's a big book.
Sure. I can tell you that the military service issues on page 26. The severance not paid on additional sick leave is page 19. And throughout the book, you know, we've had to change it that the Department of Employee Relations has been changed to Minnesota Management and Budget. There are some substantial changes like that throughout, but the two major changes are on page 19 and page 26, dealing with severance not paid on additional sick leave, and on page 26, military service member leave. As Ms. Nice said, that's what was passed in statute, and we're just changing it in our book. Any discussion to the LCC changes? I will make a motion to accept the changes to the benefit book. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Thank you, members. Thank you, Ms. Knight. We are adjourned.